You were talking about a croaker sack a minute ago. Is that a pretty heavy bag?
No, it's a croak weaved thing. You ain't never seen a croaker bag.
Made out of kind of rough, heavy,
yeah,
coarse fiber kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Cloth?
Yeah.
Would they package fertilizer or feed or what in a croaker sack?
Oh, there's so many things. No, they put oats and corn, mm-hmm, potatoes, mm-hmm, things like that in a croaker bag. Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with school paper.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, or what would a person call the amount of corn that he'd take to the mill at one time? You know, not a full load, or maybe just a...
Sell a bushel.
A bushel. Or maybe you would call this the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time. You'd say you've got a what of wood?
Well, we had stove, wood stove. We just carried all the wood we had to in our wood stove wood.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn or a turn of wood?
I sure they measure the corn now by tons.
No, not a ton, but a turn.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
Turn of corn? No, of course they always hold the corn in baskets and it wouldn't be loose in the body of the wagon. There'd be baskets to handle it with. Like my mom made big old, great big old cotton baskets. The wood baskets, but they made to pick cotton in. Empty your sack.
Yeah. If that light over there and that lamp burned out, you'd have to replace it with a new what?
Wick. A bulb.
A new light bulb?
Yeah. It's almost... loose from the foundation. Somebody gave me that once for birthday
present. Is that right?
Yeah, just that nail. I hadn't heated that it too hard.
When you carry out your washing to hang it up to let it dry, what do you carry the clothes in?
Oh, just most anything. Dish pan, basin, foot tub. Wasn't no foot tubs when we was coming, but now we have a little old tub with a vehicle, a foot tub.
Some people use clothes basket.
Yeah. I got my own boat me one night, so.
Is that right? what might a lot of nails come in, be packaged in? You know, it might be something like a barrel except smaller.
Nails?
Uh-huh. Or sometimes you hear about gunpowder.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about the when we were building that church out there.
Talking about a barrel, what do you call that thing that runs around the barrel to keep the wooden staves in
it's
place?
Hook.
So what?
Hook.
Uh-huh.
Barrel hook.
And if you had a bottle with some liquid in it, what would you put right in the mouth of it to keep from spilling out?
Stopper. A cork, if you got a cork. Don't get a cork. Take some paper and make you one. Stopper.
Have you ever seen people play a kind of musical instrument? You blow it with your mouth, you know, and you move it back and forth like that?
That's a harp. Not one of these big harps. It had another name, but we just told them all right, we were so glad to get hold of something like that when we was kids.
Have you ever heard people call them anything besides harp?
Yeah. Harmonica. Uh-huh. Harmonica.
And what about, have you ever seen this instrument, some people that play with their mouth, you hold it kind of between your teeth and...
That's a juice harp. That used to be kind of popular among us. Juice. I don't know why it was called a juice harp.
Have you ever played one?
I tried. I couldn't do nothing that thing, but I had in the bunch of kinfolk that have could handle use her.
What are some of the tools that you might have around your house?
I don't know if I got no tools or nothing.
What do you call that thing that you use to pound nails with?
That's a hammer. Different kinds of good and bad and all kinds of hammers.
You know anything about wagons?
You used to have to climb on them and ride on them from here to Enterprise, from the farm where we lived to Enterprise. That's on the